Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one God, who said to send the disciples and the apostles, many broken righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for I, for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of your sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, I have written us to remembrance and supplications and prayers which offer upon to you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them, for you are life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God, that we may be worthy to hear and to act according to the holy gospel, a passage from the gospel according to St. Mark. May his blessing
be with us
a psalm of David, the prophet and king. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. Therefore he shall lift up the head. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is due glory forever. Amen. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring him in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the midst, the tiling, unto the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, Man, your sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, Why are you reasoning in your heart? Tell me which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been laying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today.
Jesus, the angels.
Ирине Паси. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, all incarnate under the Logos of God, the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving, life-saving suffering, who breathed into the face of his saintly disciple and holy apostle and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Now also, O our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask that your goodness, love of mankind, for your servants, all my brethren, and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through the agonies of a heart, whether in a dead or whether from translated a master who knows the weakness of men, add the good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us, and all your people, fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God and the glory and the honor and dominion, and the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit of life, giver of life, who is worth on the essence of you now and all the time into the age of all ages. Amen.